Shannon is such a remarkable person. When you try to introduce her, the first thing that comes to mind is, she's just Shannon. So we came up with a few one-liners to help describe her unique personality.
Not long ago, Shannon was a 3-foot-nothing cowgirl who wasn't scared to show a 1,200-pound heifer, but was not a big fan of broadleaf plants.
She will get every job done, even if it means climbing on the cabinet to reach the top shelf.
Her witty sense of humor has resulted in lambs named Noodle and Slingblade.
She has two healthy obsessions, playing apples to apples and eating Cocoa Puffs daily.
She has survived on taters and ketchup, and 3 hours of sleep for 22 years.
If anybody was ever blessed with a heart of gold and a permanent smile, it was Shannon.
So friends and guests, please join us in welcoming my sister, our friend, and our small but mighty Western Region Vice President, Shannon Norris.
Starts way before pre-K. Your values impact how you behave. Choices, decisions, and actions are yours to control, so decide them right now. Life isn't gonna be easy. No doubt trouble will happen to you. Truth is, life is what you make it. Choose to make a difference, starting with you. Will you give up? Will you try to make a change? It's up to you. Just choose to make the best you that you can be. Check your attitude. Is it one that you are proud of? Check yes or no.
When I was younger, I absolutely loved to sing. My backyard was my stage, lit up with spotlights, disco balls, and people. All chanting my name, of course, requesting another one of my songs. Will the real Shannon Norris please stand up? Please stand up. Will the real Shannon Norris please stand up? It was during those childhood years that I truly began to value life, along with a few other things, such as French fries, red dirt country music, 4 trucks, and Angus cattle. With my older sister, and we weren't your typical girls growing up. In place of dresses, we wore Wranglers. In place of Barbie, we had John Deere. And in place of Hannah Montana, we had Johnny Cash. One thing about my older sister is she did not put up with any nonsense. Anytime I would get out of line, she would give me an attitude adjustment, if you know what I mean. What if we valued our attitude as much as we value other things, like those French fries? You see, our attitude determines the course of our life, and the coolest thing is we control our attitude. Every day we must make a decision on our attitude. Once that decision is made, we can choose to take action on the way that we treat other people. Let's ask ourselves, is our attitude one that we are proud of? Check yes or no. She's standing on the home plate. Here comes the pitch. Killer athlete. Between basketball and softball, sports were her life. There was no doubt that she had the talent to continue her sports career far beyond high school into college as a star softball player. But for Brittany, fifth grade looks a little different than most. Her life soon became interrupted with severe seizures that would leave her unconscious and unaware of her surroundings. In January that year, CAT scans found a tumor the size of a lemon in Brittany's brain. 2 months later, when the tumor was removed, it had grown to the size of a large softball. Things rapidly changed for Brittany. It was no longer a good idea for Brittany to play contact sports. For the next 5 years, she had to have a series of MRI scans to make sure that the brain was recovering. Imagine the things in life that you love the most. What would happen if they were abruptly taken away? People like Brittany make an impact. Brittany is an FFA member from Georgia. She makes the decision every day to take what life brings and make the most out of it. She knows that there may be some things in life that we don't have control over, but we can control how we respond to it. Brittany had a choice. She could either give up or get better. Since her surgery, Brittany is limited on what sports she can play, but she has mastered electrical wiring in her ag classroom. Like me, her coordination is weak, but Brittany makes the decision every day to take what life brings and make the most out of it. Her goals and dreams may have changed, but she makes the decision every day to value what she can control, her attitude. Dr. Ernie Mendez, a professor in psychology, studied an equation that shows our response to a situation. It showed that the situation itself the outcome itself is equivalent to the situation plus our attitude towards it. Meaning that on a scale of 1 to 10, if 10 is the best possible outcome in the world, if an event occurs in our life that ranks as a 1, aka the worst possible thing that could happen to us, we can still achieve a 10 outcome if our attitude is a 9. 9 plus 1 equals 10. Attitude plus the situation equals the outcome. We may be thinking that because we're not sitting down on the floor or speaking here on the stage, that we can't make a difference. Maybe we've been hurt by a friend or a family member. Maybe we've been left out of the group. Whatever our thoughts may be, our attitude is directly influenced by the way that we respond to it. Our choices, thoughts, and actions are ours to determine. Write a sticky note on your mirror that says, "My attitude is my choice." Ignore pressures from peers when you know it isn't something that you believe in. Tell a loved one thank you. Apologize. Be thankful for the blessings that you do have. Make a positive decision. Are you in control of your attitude? Check yes or no. Once we decide to control our attitude, we can choose to take action on the way that we treat other people. Let's hear it if you are from a small town. Check this out. I grew up in the booming metropolis of Cliff, New Mexico, where the number of cattle far exceed the number of people. And the only time we have a traffic jam is during the rodeo at the fairgrounds. My junior year, my classmates and I qualified to compete at a national business conference in New York City. What a perfect opportunity to show those city boys just how a country girl can survive. Conquering the elements of the concrete jungle began on our day tour. Grouped together were the girls and I, some pretty good-looking gentlemen, millions of tourists, our teacher, and our chaperone, my mother. Now, as if having your mom tag along doesn't scream cool by itself, try getting her to keep the same pace as the rest of the group. Way ahead were the rest of the students, bringing up the rear was my mom, and I was stuck in the middle. I was so frustrated. All day long, I'd been telling her to move just a little bit faster so it'd be a little less obvious that she was holding us up. I wanted to be cool enough to walk with the rest of the friends. I wanted them to know that I was mature and that I didn't need a babysitter. We've all had times when our parents have held us back. You see, I was stuck in this unfair situation, and I was tired of it. Deep down inside, my heart told me the right thing to do was to stay back with my mom, but all I wanted to do was to be with the rest of my friends. Without even thinking, I turned around and I yelled, "Mom! Hurry up! You're holding me back!" Even in the middle of millions of people. For the next few moments, I stood there alone. As I watched the slow tears run down my sweet little mom's face. To this day, the simple words, will never leave my mind. About 1 year prior to that moment, my mother had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. A woman that was once so physically and mentally able to do anything now struggled with simple movement, which is keeping the same pace as a group of high school students. At that moment, I didn't control my attitude. It controlled me. I made the decision to allow my anger and self-pity for not being with the rest of the group overpower my relationship with one of the people that I love the most in this world. Back to a time whenever you've allowed your emotions to determine your actions. When was the last time you snapped at your parents? Close your eyes. Picture someone that you really care about. If today was your last day, how would you treat that person? Now open your eyes and look at the people sitting next to you. And ask this question. What if today was their last day? Our attitude determines our action. We control it. And it's not just a one-time decision, meaning that if we mess up and do something wrong or say something that we don't mean to say, we can fix it. If we decide to, we have a decision to make. When we leave this arena, what action will we take to improve? Try inviting someone that doesn't fit in to come join your friends. Call your parents. Tell them that you love them. Listen to your grandparents' stories. Don't leave convention as the same person you were when you came. Are you taking action on the way that you treat other people? Check yes or no. Will you give up? Will you try to make a change? It's up to you. Just choose to be the best you that you can be. Check your attitude. Is it one that you are proud of? Check yes or no. We may not be able to control what happens to us, but we can control how we respond to it, just like Brittany did. We all know that we should have a good attitude. We all know that our actions influence our attitude. This isn't new information. So why do we still have trouble? Will you give up or get better? Decide. Regardless if we are from a small town, big city, the coast, or the Midwest, quit making excuses. Decide to make a change. Our attitudes are not only a decision that we ask ourselves every month, every week, or every day. They're a decision that we constantly have to evaluate. Doesn't mean that it's going to be an easy decision. Doesn't mean that every time we make a choice that we are going to be perfect. Each moment does not define us, but we can define each decision if we choose. Take action. Perform an attitude checkup. Are you treating others? Are you taking the action and making the decision like today could be their last day? Check yes or no. Are you making the decision to control your attitude? Yes or no. Live confident that you managed what you did have control over. Your attitude. Is it one that you're proud of? Yes or no.
Your positive attitude and your love for others has shown us that you're a little girl with a big impact. With the help of the committee, you are the complete package of love, wit, and charm that wins over the hearts of others. Thank you for sharing your love of French fries, country music, and plants with us. And thank you for always being the one to give a hug, send an encouraging note, and pass along a cross and a penny. We love you. All in. James, Wyatt, Landon, Tiffany, and Riley.